You want to have some fun this morning, go over to Google Maps and type in Lloydminster, because it's literally right on the border between Alberta and Saskatchewan. And when you take a look at it on Google Maps and you see just how evenly divided this city is between Alberta and Saskatchewan, I think it'll make you laugh. It's kind of unbelievable. Like, there's a main road that goes right down the middle, north-south, which divides the city between Alberta and Saskatchewan. I want to join now the mayor of that city, the mayor of Lloydminster. Gerald Albers joins me on the line. Hi, Gerald.
Good morning, sir.
So listen, we're having you on this morning because we are hearing the calls of Western alienation. We have heard some people out west advocating for a break from the rest of Canada, of Alberta, or a couple of the Western provinces. I know your take is that Canada's better off with you in it, but of course you can't be entirely happy with how things are going. Why don't you tell me a bit about your city and where it stands on this issue?
So our city is strategically located on the dividing line of the province of Saskatchewan, Alberta, known as the Fourth Meridian. The city is divided by a highway that is a bi-provincial highway that runs north-south. I'm basically sitting at the corner of City Hall in the corner of Alberta, and I can see Saskatchewan from my window right across the road. So there's no, you know, if people talk about, well, why is there not two cities? Yeah. Gatineau and Ottawa are divided by a river. Yeah. In our case, we're divided by a piece of asphalt that you can basically cross in about 12 seconds if you're in a good dash.
So everyone does their shopping on the Alberta side where there's no provincial sales tax, right?
Well, that's what's, a uniqueness of our city. The government of Saskatchewan many years ago, a previous government, made an exemption. We have a tax-free zone within the city limits, which exempts PST from being collected on the Saskatchewan side, except there are some nuances. If you're a Saskatchewan resident and you buy a vehicle or anything that is insured through the government, Saskatchewan government insurance, like a Skidoo or a motorcycle or something like that, you will have to pay the PST at that point if you didn't pay it at the point of resale.
Gotcha. Gerald, just tell me bluntly, are you angry at Ottawa? Are you angry at the rest of Canada?
I'm not angry, but I'm very confused, and I think that's the word I'll use, is that there's a misunderstanding about how many things happen. We have a misunderstanding about understanding our economy. Our economy is agriculturally based and energy based. Mm-hmm. So without moving our energy to market, it slows our economy. But that energy also benefits, just like everything else, it benefits all Canadians. So if, as an example, an oil company sells a barrel of oil here in Western Canada and all they get is $10 a barrel for it, the government only gets to collect a tax on that oil once at the wellhead, at the point of production. If they sell it for $60 a barrel, there's a huge difference on the taxes paid between $10 and $60. So that's the difference that contributes to equalization, contributes to our health care and the health care and the social well-being of the entire country.
We've heard some pretty directed comments from Jason Kenney and other leaders out west about equalization. You just brought up equalization as well. And, you know, Quebec is a recipient of equalization, and we do get a very large amount of money. But, of course, per capita, all the Eastern Canada provinces get more. Manitoba gets more per capita. What is your take on equalization? Do you view Quebec as this big drain on resources, drain on Canadian resources, taking away money from both of your provinces?
I don't know if we see. I don't see it as a drain, but I think it's the question of understanding how the whole system works. I think that's again where it comes back to for me, understanding how the calculation of equalization works. Because we share our natural resources, yet I understand some resources in Quebec are not considered natural resources, such as hydroelectric power and the profits from that. So it's hard to understand when presented through the media, like yourself, when we hear about Quebec running a surplus of $4 billion, I understand, at the provincial level, which is a wonderful thing. Trust me, as a municipal politician, I'd love to have that kind of resources. But in trying to compare apples to apples and to be understanding, that's the discussion, I think, that needs to happen so that people in the West understand what's happening in the East and vice versa. Because I can talk about carbon tax and how it doesn't affect the homes that I saw in Quebec this past summer that are heated by wood as much as it affects our natural gas bill, because we're burning the cleanest environmentally friendly fuel we can to heat our homes.
And you know, here in Quebec, we have a 10% sales tax, a provincial sales tax, and then you add the GST, which is another 5%. So we're paying 15% tax when we buy things. Anyone else, anyone there in Alberta, Saskatchewan saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we should increase our sales tax and then we wouldn't have this big budget deficit, right? It's an incredibly fair way to raise funds, by the way. Sales tax, a lot of economists will say it's the most fair way to tax people is with a sales tax as opposed to income taxes. I look at that. You want to do apples to apples? Zero provincial sales tax in Alberta. And then, you know, I sort of say, well, no wonder you're hurting in the coffers. There's a reason why we've got a $4 billion surplus. We have a sales tax here.
No, and I'm not going to get into that discussion from the perspective that I sit on the Alberta side. I was born and raised in Saskatchewan. I grew up with a sales tax in Saskatchewan. Uh-huh. But I'll take you back in time, and it has changed. And again, to compare apples to apples, you're absolutely right to be fair. But in the past, we used to pay a health premium fee here that wasn't there. There is no question, talking to various economists and studying a little bit of economy, economics myself at university, you're right, consumption tax is somewhat of the fairest tax. And then do we go back and say, okay, let's change the whole Federal Income Tax Act that affects every one of us, because I'd love to potentially pay a flat tax and be done with it so I know where I stood.
Gerald, I'm really upset here because I'm out of time and I would talk to you all day. So
I'd love to have the opportunity.
So let's have you back on real soon and we'll get an update on how our brothers and sisters out west are doing. But I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. And by all means, as you said, I believe we are stronger together than we are apart, but we do have to have some long discussions.
That's Gerald Albers, mayor of Lloydminster. Do yourself a favor. Type it into Google Maps today and get a kick on just how that city is located on the map.